Have your head and let's focus on Chazar. Okay, so today we're going to talk about the Machlokas, Reb Elazar and the Chachamim, and how that creates ripples across many different sugyas, potentially. To say now that Baruch Hashem, you know, you've seen it twice, and you've seen it in a global level, not just in a local, detailed level, is it a Machlokas about Gerushin and the parameters of Krisos? And how definitive and complete a get has to be, or it's not a machlokas about gerushin, it's more a machlokas about the dynamics of ishus, how iser ishus ish interacts with ishus. So now, if you take one sentence from today's quick summary, that's the question. Are they arguing about the details of a get, or they're arguing about the construction and the structure of marriage? So let's just go through our reps. The Chachamim, yes?
This is what we're
going to
go through?
Yeah. I haven't looked at the sheet, but more or less we'll go over the sheet. Okay? I mean, I think, no, I'll be more reflective of this year. I think that I wrote up a couple of years ago. There may be issues that are there that aren't there. Okay. The Chachamim say that if a person's Megarish, a woman, Chutz Miploni, the Mishnah, Pebez, and Menalef, the Gerushin is possible. The Gemara on Pe Gimel quotes several different Tanayim, where the reasons it's possible, and some of the reasons seem what we would call secondary, because it could lead to mamzerus, because it could lead to bitul yibum. So you can't create a marriage that contradicts with other features of the Torah, suggesting that there's nothing at least apparently internally flawed with it. It's just it can clash with other areas of halacha. It's a very interesting phenomenon. We don't have this too often with such a live conversation. As I mentioned to you, it could be that Rav Elazar just wasn't available to talk to, so they had their own conversation. Rav Elazar wasn't cherem because of the Tanur Shalachnai. But Rav Elazar ben Azariah seems to be the one that takes greatest hold in the Gemara on Daf Pei Beis and the Beis. Now, the Rabbanim were really concerned about krisis. It's much more internal. That if you divorce a woman and you don't create this wide scale or widespread heter, then the gerushin isn't complete because you haven't really divorced her. She's still your wife because part of her being your wife is not just a relationship, what we call ishus. Part of her being your wife is the Isser Ashes Ish, which stems from the Ishus. She's your wife, and that creates that second component of Ishus. And she's still living with an Isser Ashes Ish for Tani. Everyone can marry her except for Tani. So that Isser Ashes Ish that still haunts her vis-a-vis Tani is still a vestige or a residue of your marriage. You haven't completely cut yourself off from one another. And we know that this is an issue of Krisis. We've seen it before. I showed you probably the clearest Gemara, the fishing rod get, where you're still holding on to the get. We'll talk about as we build. We saw other experiences of Krisos. For example, in constructing the get has to be written with a certain level of clarity. Certain words can't be written in the get. We saw a get that's a group get, Ploni or Ploni, Megarshin, Plonius or Plonius. And that may be a problem, not just that one get can't divorce multiple women, but maybe a problem in language, that the get of a language has to be specific, and that may be a Krisos issue. So we've seen, so part of what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to make a list of all the manifestations of krisis. What are the different types of issues that could run afoul or can be a flaw in krisis? So one of them is the fishing rod get. One of them is an incomplete halos, where you've canceled the marriage, you've defeated the marriage, but there's still a residue of the marriage. She's still usher to Shimon or to Ploni based on her being married to you. That's why the Rabbanan have this problem of krisis, as Reb Elazar ben Azariah explains. And Rabbanan, maybe take the cap off of the Gemara, Mark the Rabbanan. Don't say this in the Mishnah, but Elazar ben Azariah fills it in. Okay. Reb Elazar has one of two responses. Either he can say, and here's where the krisis conflict begins, I don't really feel there's an issue of krisis. Krisis may express itself in a retrievable get, the fishing rod, maybe krisis would express itself in certain clarity of languages, maybe some other issues we'll see later, and there's a lot of pressure against Reb Elazar from the Gemara Pei Gimel Amud Beis, where he seems to agree that you can't divorce your wife and telling her you can't drink wine forever. So there is some krisis issue that Reb Elazar is worried about, but we'll solve this tomorrow when we talk about Tanai. But Reb Elazar could say, I hold krisis exists, but not in incomplete halosis. If your halos is incomplete, I don't have a problem. Essentially, you're right. The Isser Ashes Ish that you retain is a vestige of your relationship. But gerushin doesn't have to be all or nothing. It could be 70%, it could be 80%, it could be 90%. You've divorced this woman. She's no longer your wife. She's wanted to marry everyone. But she just can't marry Tani. She just can't marry Tani. And that's not a krisis. I don't feel the krisis frames the chalas. Or below, I could say, you're right. The get has to be complete, not just in the delivery mechanism, as opposed to the fishing rod get. It also has to be complete in being definitive. But you've definitively canceled the ishus. She's no longer your wife. The fact that she can then marry, can't marry Tani, that has nothing to do with the Ishus. There's a separate sphere called Isser Ishus Ish. Ishus and Isser Ishus Ish sounds like a tongue twister. Isser Ishus Ish and Ishus are not really one component. And even though there's a residue of the Isser Ishus Ish, that doesn't reflect residue. That doesn't reflect a residue of the Ishus. In which case, Rav Elazar is developing a whole new theory. This is much more global. He's not having a machlokas with the Rabbanan about whether Krisus governs the Chalos. He's having a wide-scale machlokas. This becomes a seminal, fundamental machlokas about how these two components of Ishus interact. Ishus and Isser Ishus Ish. It's a global conversation. Now, a couple months down the pike, you're able to appreciate the difference between these two vantage points, these two models of the machlokas. They're arguing about the techniques of Gerushin, or they're arguing about the dynamics of Ishus and how Kaddish Baruch Hu constructed marriage. And we took a while to think about that question, independent of Rav Elazar and the Rabbanan, just that question. Let's say we're not learning Gittin. So we close our Gittins, we open up other... So we saw four Gemaras, four conversations that talk about this. So for example, the Gemara you're probably most familiar with, the Asur La Akule Alma Kehekdish, very nebulous language in Kiddushin, Daf Beis Amud Beis, that a man is making her Asur like Hekdish. Well, Hekdish really isn't creating an Isser. Hekdish is creating a relationship that then leads to an Isser. Is that what Gerushin is? Is Kiddushin, you're creating a relationship that then spawns or creates an Isser? Or the language is not to be taken literally. We saw two positions in Tosfos. So it was just like a starting point. Another starting point was the Gemara in Kiddushin. One wants to know, how is a woman ever mutter when her husband dies? So what, that they're not married? Obviously they're not married. He's dead. So the Ishus collapses. But no one ever actively removed the Isser Ishus Ish. No one ever did a process of Isser Ishus Ish removal. If you really feel they're independent, then maybe just because she's no longer married, because Eliyahu has ascended to Shemayim, maybe the Isser Ishus Ish hasn't been frontally dismantled. So the Gemara is a very vague conclusion. Anyone remember the language of the Gemara's Maskana? Ma Gerishin. Sharia Vigomeris af Misa, Sharia Vigomeris. That was the language. So it's unclear. One way to say is that you're right, you don't need a separate act to dismantle the Isser Ishus Ish. The Isser Ishus Ish is a byproduct of the Ishus. Once the Ishus vaporizes, there's no Isser Ishus Ish. Or another way to say is no, the act of Misa is a moment that releases the Isser Ishus, the separate and autonomous Isser Ishus Ish, because they really are separate, in which case Eliyahu's wife would be Usher, because she didn't have that moment of death, even though she's not married to Eliyahu anymore. The third Gemara we saw was the Gemara in Nedarim, right? So think about Kiddushin, Yud Gimel, about Misa, Kiddushin Daf Beis, the Asur L'Kulei Alma Kehekdish, Nedarim Chavtes, in which the Mishnah had a strange case where you can have a state of Kiddusha that remains until a certain point and then just fades. And at which point, Rav Hamnuna, if I remember correctly, didn't like that because how can you ever have a status that just continues and then just fades without an act to cancel it? Can you do that for Kiddushin? Can you say that you'll be my wife for 30 days and then you won't be my wife afterwards? It doesn't. To which Rava responded, no, you can do that by Hekdish. He's defending the Mishnah. You just can't do it by Kiddushin. You remember the language? I don't, so I brought it to Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says, Kedushas davin paka bichdi, Kedushas haguf lo paka bichdi, which may mean that even though you can cancel a state of Hekdish and everything will just disagree and say you'll be Hekdish for 30 days and then it won't be Hekdish, you can't say you'll be my wife for 30 days and you won't be my wife, because even though you can cancel the Ishus, the Isser Ishus Ish is autonomous, and that needs Maisa Gerishin, Maisa Misa. So Hekdish and Ishus are different. Hekdish, whatever happens, it flows from the state of Hekdish, which you can calibrate for 30 days and let it end on its own. But for Ishus, you can't do that because it's a separate autonomous Isser Ishus Ish. It has to be removed. That's called Kiddushas Haguf. That's Lo Paka Bechdi. So these were three Gemaras. It's a real sign of alumnus. Someone stops you on the street and you say, give me four Gemaras that talk about, potentially, the interaction between the Ishus and the Isser Ishus Ish. Snap your fingers and say Kiddushin Daf Beis, Tosfos. Snap your fingers and say Kiddushin Yud Gimel, Ishus Eliyahu. Say it like alumnus. Snap your fingers and say Rav Nuna Nedarim Chavtes. And snap your fingers and say possibly the Machlokas Chachamim in Rav Elazar and in Gittin Daf Beis. they could have been talking about this issue. Rav Elazar could have said, I know that Krisus governs the Chalos, but leaving a residue of Isser Eishes Ish is not reflective of a sustained Ishus. You should have a Isser Eishes Ish, but it's nothing to do with you. She's not Usser because of you. Is Chazer Usser because of you? Chazer is Usser because the Rabbeinu Shalom said that in the following genetic makeup, you can't eat it. Basar B'chalav is Usser because of you? Basar B'chalav means that if meat and cheese were cooked together, it's Usser. Isser Eishes Ish has nothing to do with you. Stop being so egocentric. Nothing to do with you. You marry her. Oh, by the way, she's married to a robot. You're a robot as far as we're concerned. That's just an Isser Eishes Ish. And, of course, you can dismantle that, but if it's not fully dismantled, it isn't a residue of your Ishus. It's not all about you. It's not about your Ishus. It's a separate status that has to be metered, engaged, and removed, but it doesn't reflect the continuing marriage. Okay? That's our boys, too. We love you. This is always a pleasure of having kids. Okay, I was just, yesterday I was in, I have to close this because this is privy information. I'm only talking to you guys, if I'm with you. Okay, so considering the shiur, it's just, you know, privy information. Actually, if you stay Shana Bet, you may see it. You're going to start construction in 2-3 months. So if you stay, incentive to stay Shana. Okay, then you can't come back as a visitor. Okay, so these are our two questions. What did Rebbe Elazar say? Was Rebbe Elazar essentially cleaving Isser Eishes Ish and Ishus? Or Rebbe Elazar buys into that hybridization or integration? He was just saying, just when it comes to chalas, it doesn't have to be complete. I can have partial chalasas. So we had about 6 nafkaminos in understanding Rebbe Elazar, realizing that it's rough sledding because Rebbe Elazar is not accepted halacha lemaisa, so you can't really look up a shach or a beishmuel or anything like that because he doesn't make the final cut. So whenever you're looking at a shita that's not accepted halacha lemaisa, it's tough to find information about that, as opposed to you're not going to, once Shulchan Aruch is written, it's going to be edited out. But we did a pretty good job, and again, I think now you notice it in retrospect how good the job was of collecting all these statements about Rebbe Elazar, both from Rishonim and from the Sugyas. So number one, and I think this you appreciate much more, let's look at the sources. Where do we know that Rebbe Elazar allows such a partial gerushin? So now we're pretty experienced in looking at Makaros, Himatze Timatze, Venas and Biyada. We've done this before. And now you can appreciate that even though these differences were subtle, you can begin to see. Remember the difference between Ma Misa Matir Mechza, Af Gerushin Matir Mechza. Whose Makar was that? Feel free to cheat. That's the Shami. It sounds like Rebbe Elazar doesn't really care how complete Gerushin. Gerushin could be partial, like Misa's partial, because she's still in Isser Yavam L'shuk. So I don't care about incomplete Gerushin. What's the first Makar of the Bavli? Not the Ishami. What's the first Makar of the Bavli? Who provided a Makar to this? What? Right? Who provided that Makar? You remember who it was? Yanai, right? Yanai said, Mishum Zakein Echad, V'yatza Mibeso. Again, language, Afidu Lohetira, Elali Ishacher. Also, partiality doesn't bother me. Afidu Ishacher, who cares? Partiality. It sounds very similar to Ishami. But then Rabbi Yochanan came along and had a different language. Grusha Me'isha, Afidu Lohnizgarsha, Ela Me'isha. That sounds like Rebbe Elazar is splitting the Ishus from the Isser Eishes Ish. You want to divorce a wife? All you got to do is ruin the Ishus. You don't have to worry about the Isser Eishes Ish. That's a separate issue. You can't say that if the Eishes Ish is not attended to, that it's, she's still your woman, your wife. Afila lo grusha elamisha. Just worry about yourself. You want to divorce your wife? Worry about yourself. Don't worry about everyone else. That's not your business. You know, Brooklyn language. It's not your business. You worry about your wife. Your gerushin is not about setting up a mousetrap that will be matir her to Mark and to Tani and to Shmuel. That's not your issue. You terminate the rishus. And then we'll decide what happens. They're separate issues. So now you see that the subtleties, and then left it, it's not as black and white as some of our other makaros, but all of a sudden, starting like we saw Lefneim, Lefnei Akum, Rashi tells us, all of a sudden we've been having 4 or 5 times this year, look at the makaros and connect the makaros to the logic. Okay, so that was one issue we spoke about in Rebbe Elazar. A second question we spoke about in Rebbe Elazar. Okay, can you have a gerushin that would work? Were you doing one and not the other? If they're really separate, then in theory you could have and Gershon just happens to independently trigger both. But that because one is a product of the other and stems from the other. So in theory, I'd hope to find a Gerushin where all you're doing is divorcing her but not creating any heter whatsoever. Because remember, in Lezer's case, he created a heter, but only Tani's not mutter. But what happens if I go all the way? What happens if I say, I'm divorcing you, but you're not mutter to marry anyone? Period. Nunca. No one. Would that work according to Lezer? Rashi believes that at least Rabbi Yochanan's version of Rabbi Elazar would validate that get. Now, what nafkamina would make them more than Marim should be asked to do a kohen. So if you say, Arat Migoreshes, Mimeni, but you're asked to the Chol Olam, Rashi then tells us just like that again. The difference I make if I address the Yisra Eishes Ish. I need creases. Rabbi Elazar needs creases, but you need creases in the Ishes, not in the Yisra Eishes Ish. So you can leave the Yisra Eishes Ishes as much as you want. That's not. Krisis is a factor, but we gauge it based on whether you've completely divorced this woman entirely. And you've divorced this woman. The fact that you then have introduced a clause, you can't marry anyone. Okay, that's your ability to manipulate the system. But it doesn't mean your ishus still remains a lot.
And the reason why this or ishus is not completely gone is because from the perspective of this one man, there's still an ishus ishus.
What, in the case where she's asa l'kol ha'olam?
And Gershon is supposed to be ploni.
Right.
It's because, from the perspective of that one person.
Right. Okay. This Eshesish can be calibrated. Eshesish to Tani, Eshesish to everyone, Eshesish to tall people, short people, Caucasians. I can, since I'm in charge of independently calibrating this Eshesish, I can calibrate that, or not at all. But you can't say, oh, I haven't done a complete garrison of the Eshes. The Eshes and the Eshesish are separate spheres. And when I divorce a woman and say we're no longer married, that's it, you've got your creases. And what you do with the Ishus is, it's your business. I mean, it is your business, but it doesn't in any way reflect on the Ishus. It's incompletely dismantled. What about the reverse case? Tosas argued. Tosas said, that's ridiculous. The Rebbe Elazar could not in any way, shape, or form accept a Gerushin that doesn't matter her for anyone. Namely, Rebbe Elazar, again, let's listen to how Tosas would read. Rebbe Elazar feels that the two are united, and therefore, in order for the Gerushin to work, you got to somehow trigger a heter Ishus ish. So if the two are united, why is Gerushin chus miploni mutar? Because it doesn't increase us. The two are united, and in order to divorce a woman, you have to touch on both spheres, but you don't have to do it completely. So I'm divorcing you, and I'm affecting my, I'll call it the ishus-ish that has to do with me, because it's my ishus-based ishus-ish, but I'm just divorcing you for everyone, but I'm retaining it for a tiny. It's krisus. Who cares about krisus? Krisus is about a fishing rod. This isn't a fishing rod. Okay, so Tosfos and Rashi may have been arguing this point. What about the reverse case? What about a case where you don't divorce a woman at all from you, but you are changing the heterum for Eishes Ish? Does anyone remember we saw that case? If you're megaresh a woman, chutz mi Reuven and Shimon, then you turn around and megaresh her also for Reuven and Shimon. This is Abaye's question towards the bottom of Pei Beis by Abaye. Amar l'arat muter zechol adam chutz Reuven and Shimon. So here, I'm not really divorcing her in the Ishus, because the Ishus has already disappeared. Right? I already divorced her from me. We're not living together. It's Rebbe Elazar. Chutz Reuven and Shimon works. Now I'm turning around, and what is my second Gerushin doing? I'm not really affecting Ishus. I'm just changing the Isser Ishus Ish. Would that be a good get? If Isser Ishus Ish and Ishus is a little more abstract, are really interconnected, then I can't access Isser Ishus Ish independent of Ishus. There's no such thing. What am I doing in a get? Look at my hands. Am I doing two separate things? When I give a get, I'm saying, you're no longer my wife, and now I'm going to change your Isser Ishus Ish status, abracadabra, because they're two total separate spheres. Or the way that I remove your Isser Ishus Ish is by saying, you're no longer my wife. Oh, by the way, the extension is a poor word, the derivatives of you not being my wife is that you're not, therefore mutter. Because that's a derivative of being. When you're my wife, you're us, and when you're not my wife, you're mutter. It's a derivative of the Ishus. Can I access, look at my hands, the Isser Ishus Ish, when I'm not really canceling Ishus? Here, the Ishus has already been erased. I divorced her, Chutz Reuven and Shimon, I'm not living with her anymore. Can I then independently say, by the way, now I want to deliver a get and remove the Isser from Tani and Reuven and Shimon? Is that even a concept? So Gemara says it is, but at least according to Rashi, you have to do it all together, make it one bundle, make it one hybrid. Doing one Masira. If you divorce a woman, Chutz Reuven and Shimon, And then you turn around and say, by the way, I'm divorcing you 10 years later for Reuven and Shimon. That's a joke. You can't divorce a woman without going through Ishus. And you're not married to her, so that's a joke divorce. And therefore, going to Rashi, Abai's only question was, you do it together. Say, by the way, I'm divorcing you, Chazmir Shimon. I want a double, stage two. So it's one get with the same Masira. Because Rashi didn't want to assume, at least according to Abaye, that you can access Isser Ishus Ish, according to Belazar, independent of Ishus, which means Belazar binds the two. And the only reason he allows Gerushin Chazmi Plonis, because even though they're bound, but the residual Isser Titani, which is reflective of my Ishus, who cares? I don't increase this. He's starting to see how, if we can abstract, Rabbi Lazar Shita. Big question. Man divorces, I'm just picking on you, Tani, because when you came in and using your name. Man divorces a woman, Chutz Mitani. Okay, marry anyone she wants, except for Tani. She goes and marries, LeBron. Okay, she marries LeBron, LeBron dies. Can you marry her? So Rabbi Lazar says, you can. Gerish Isha Chutz Mitani, Venisus Liachar, Venis Alman and Iskashi, Menem Riteris Laploni. So you can marry her. This caused a lot of dispute and disagreement in Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar heard this. And he says, okay, I may agree or disagree with your Shita, Reb Elazar, but even within your logic, Hechen Matsinu, Ze Oser Ze Matir, which Rashi had one pshat to understand, but we interpreted the simple pshat to mean, wait a second, I created the original Isser because I married her. Okay? LeBron is creating the Heter because he dies of divorce. Isser. That doesn't stack up in Halacha. I create the Isser, he creates the Heter. It doesn't make sense. That was Reb Shimon ben Elazar's question to Reb Elazar, which we didn't hear a response. It was unresponded to. So Tosas rallied to the cause. Tosas said, you created the Isser, but now your Ishus transfers to LeBron. You know what? Nisrokna. When you divorce a woman, there's a Ishus transfer, is transpondence. Now it's not like the Isser that was once yours is now LeBron's Isser because he adopted your Ishus and therefore he can cancel. It's not Ze Osiv Ze Matur. It's some way LeBron takes responsibility for that Ishus. But we said a different shot. Who says Ze Osiv? I didn't make the Isser. Who told you to go all personal on this? I made the Isser and LeBron's making the Heter. When you marry and you divorce, you're doing one thing. You're creating the bond of Ishus. And when Shemayim, once they see that a woman's married, okay, now she's a Chazir, now she's Basa B'cholav, now she's a Mikvah, now she gets a Lachik status. And when she's no longer married, then a Lachik status disappears. But not because you canceled it through a Maisa Gerushin. So, it's not a problem. I made the Isser and LeBron through the Gerushin is making the Heta. No. I made my Ishus. I canceled my Ishus for everyone, except for you. Now LeBron made his Ishus, then he canceled his Ishus through a subsequent get. And then as she cycles through different Ishuses, then independently she gets the status of Ishus Ish, but not because I created and I took away. What'd you get? It's a beautiful language once you realize what's at stake. Zeo sever ze matir. Who says Zeo sever ze matir? Who says that I created Ishus Ish? Who says that I dismantled Ishus Ish? The Ishus Ish cycling is totally independent of the Ishus, Rebbe Elazar may say, and that's why I allow Chutz Miploni. I need Krisus, but I need Krisus in the Ishus, and the Ishus Ish. So we're ping-ponging between two ways to understand Rebbe Elazar. Did Rebbe Elazar say, I don't care about Krisus, although I agree that the two are bonded or molded? Or say they're totally not molded, and therefore I need Krisus, but you need Krisus in the Ishus. You don't need Krisus in the Isser Ishus Ish. So that was someone keeping track with third nafkamina. We looked at the makaris. We looked at flip-flopping, a gerushin that breaks ishus without creating a heter or creates a heter without breaking ishus. Two different scenarios. Then the third category of nafkamina is it that whole machlokas if she marries someone else and then goes back to the ploni. The fourth question we discuss is, you remember all those cases on pehe, which we'll talk about, chutz mi truma, you can't eat truma anymore. Or chutz mi yerusha, I still want yerusha. I think where it says puzzle. Would Rebbe Elazar agree with those? Maybe he would. Does he buy into Krisus at all? He could say, I'm not a Krisus guy. Don't talk to me about Krisus unless you bring your fishing rod. You bring your fishing rod, then you got a Krisus problem on your hands. If you're not bringing your fishing rod, it's not a Krisus problem. You want to calibrate the halos for this, for that, for this, for that. They're all together. It's all one big glob of Ishus, Gerushin, HSH, all together. And I can give partial releases. Or Rebbe Elazar said, look, don't bother me with Krisus when there's a residue of Ishus Ish. If I say you can't marry Tani, it's not a problem because the Ishus Ish is a separate sphere. and the retention of some part of that sphere is not affecting my ishus. But what about halachas that are more organic to ishus, like truma, like yerusha, like peros? Not fully dismantling those, maybe a chisaron increases, even according to Belazar. And you know what? We'll never know until I get to Shemayim. Because the Gemara doesn't talk about it. Gemara just throws it out there. On daf pehei. And of course, we're happy because we pasen like the Rabbanan. So if they have a problem with pehei, they got a problem with pehei. Makes sense. Halach lemaisa, we don't have to worry about any of these issues. But what did Rav Elazar say? Is he saying, I don't care about limited gerushins? Just limit away. Do whatever. It's a mixed metaphor, but limit away. Do whatever you want. Or Elazar was saying, I don't care about retaining an Isser Ish Ish, but you may have a problem if you retain other vestiges of the Kedushin. Okay, so now it all starts to, like, even all of a sudden you see how to build a sukkah. Okay. Number six, and number five. What about Kedushin? Crazy contorted logic. How could Gerushin Chutz Miploni be kosher and Kedushin Chutz Miploni be possible? But Rabbi Abba asked that question. In the end, he said, "V'yatzev ha'isam," if we're not sure what the answer is, but that's a pretty strange concept. So if Rabbi Elazar is arguing for the autonomy between Ishus and Ishus Ish, and they're separate, then it's a palindrome. Just like they're separate at the point of dismantling, they're separate at the point of initiating. It's separate processes. So just like Chutz Mipaloni is kosher, Kedusha Chutz Mipaloni is possible. What difference does it make? According to Rabbi Elazar. Should there be a difference? They're separate. When you marry a woman, you marry a woman. Separately, in Shemayim, Hashem says, oh, now she's a basur b'chal. Now she's... You divorce a woman, you're canceling her. She's separately. So you don't have to worry about it. You want to try to calibrate that separateness. It's fine. Either end. But if everyone says, look, they're really together. It's all one big nexus. When I say she can marry anyone except for Tani, you know what? There's still a part of my ishus intact. But who cares? Because Krisus doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned. I don't need to be definitive about it yet. Don't talk to me, I keep saying this phrase, don't talk to me about Krisus until you bring your fishing rod. I don't think Rabbi Elazar said that, but it doesn't matter. Don't talk to me about Krisus unless you're talking Ayin Chesem and Beis, Get Biyad and Mashiach Biyad. Okay. So on the back end, on the exit, there may not be a Krisus problem. So you've only partially canceled your Ishus. She's still married to me because she can't marry Tani. Great. But on the entry, there may be issues such as Kinyan, have to be more complete. There could be governing factors that demand complete processes on the front end that don't govern the back end. Because you're essentially agreeing that they're all together, but you don't have to divorce her entirely, but maybe you have to acquire her entirely, as counterindicated as it may sound to us, because Croesus is looming so large for us. Yeah, if you buy into Croesus. If you don't buy into Croesus because you're not the Rabbanan, then there may be more of a demand for completion on the way in than on the way out. And that's pretty likely what Rav Abba was talking about. I mean, if you ask me, what was Rav Abba talking about in Beis Medrash that day? Our two models. What was Rav Elazar arguing for? Separation of the two spheres? Or I don't need Croesus to govern the Chalos. And if you mean it would be, if they're separate, then you just invert the logic, not invert, but you carry the logic over to Kedushin. If they're together, but you just don't need Croesus, you can have problems on the way in which you have to make a kingdom. Okay, so this is good work. I don't know if we realize how good the work was, because we really built a major sugya in a shita that's shita's yachid, but there's so much conversation about it. And we took it off to other areas, how it affects the ishus, ishus-ish connection. What time is it? Okay. Oh, it's a good Eli. Okay, so I'll stop here. We also talked about the Rabbanan. How bad is a Gerushin Chutz Miploni? Is it not a Mises, not a Chalos? We had a couple of Nefkaminos, but that's something I'll say for another time. Okay? It's recorded. Feel free to listen. I'll keep giving them until no one shows up. You know, and if you tell me you'd rather spend time in the Beis Medrash, I'd be a happy man. Go to Eli.